I think it would be great to see that we've addressed that. So I do agree with you, Commissioner Castillo. Further comments?
Mr. Chair, only that I am not the mayor of Dania Beach, so just wanted to...
I thought I kind of straightened that out comically, but...
He's a lot younger and doesn't have a beard.
It's a different wing of the Ryan clan, I am afraid.
He's a fine-looking young man. I met him the other day. You all do get around.
Mr. Chair.
Mayor Levy.
If we do have the representative of Dania Beach here, and I think the city is doing some wonderful things, I do want to mention that this Regional Activity Center also includes Dania Point and some major, almost, I don't know what portion of the city this is, but this is a very, very large portion of the city, if not way more than even 50% of it. So it is a large-scale opportunity for the city as it seeks to manage and choreograph, as you had mentioned, the Regional Activity Center in a local sense. And so with regards to just this small issue, but always important issue of, say, duplexes, you're able to the point that Barbara Blakeboy was making, you're able to, as a local issue, determine the smaller division of uses, of zoning, and allowance of duplexes and what have you. You don't, as you mentioned, you're not looking to resolve that at the planning council level. Can you speak to maybe the city's intent with regards to how it looks to apportion these different, allowances to the extent that maybe there doesn't need to be too much concern, as the speaker had pointed out to his concern with regards to his duplex?
Sure. I like his comment. He was afraid that the larger developers are going to come in and eat up all of these units very quickly. Like I said, we want to put gatekeepings in place so that maybe 1,000 units at a time, we reevaluate the situation and allocate those units to those smaller developments. We have the single family allocation. We've been looking at our GIS mapping and how many vacant lots are in this area to build the single family homes that are on the list. And we have more than enough sufficient. So we think that that could be categorized as single family and duplex.
Right. Great. But you're not doing it now. So we need to see it back.
You made a great point already.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's something we think we would do internally at the city level, at the local level.
Yeah. Well, look, I think we talk about home rule a lot, and I think this small issue of duplex versus single family home, I entrust the city to decide for itself how it wants to resolve that. I personally don't need the whole application to come back, but for that small issue, and just wanted to lay that out on the table.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, point of order on that, if I can follow up.
Sure.
What is the...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
What is our mandate to even allow that to happen, to force that at this level? I want to make sure.
We can't, I'll answer. We can't force anything to happen. We can only recommend a second hearing. We can approve it with a suggestion.
Right.
And then we can require a second hearing.
Right.
Ms. Boyd?
I want to just make sure we're clear here, because I want to make sure that while I am sensitive to it, I'm not weighing in on the merits. I do think it's a valid point. It is, as Mayor Levy said, a local issue. It's going to be up to the municipality, as long as it hasn't run afoul of our mission and that staff doesn't have some sort of recommendation. Certainly, they could accommodate and voluntarily do it. I hesitate to have a city have to come back on this application for this matter. So I just want to get the authority, if someone felt it was an authority issue as opposed to simply a gentle request. Mr. Rose?
It could be slightly higher than a gentle request, but it basically, it could factor into your recommendation, and it could be put on the record as part of the record, as the chair said. But we are a recommending body on this, and we can't dictate what is in the application. We just make our recommendation as to what's in it.
And I think the recommendation, and I don't want to speak necessarily for Angelo if he's going to make the motion, but I think the recommendation is to work with the citizens to come with some solution for the allocation of the units that make sense and bring it back to see. We're not trying to dictate you have to do so many units. That's where we can't get involved with, but
right.
It's really make a concerted effort to get with the constituents and your citizens to make sure they're involved and agreeable to what you're coming up with. So that's all we're recommending at that.
Thank you.
Further discussion? I'm sorry, skipping, you're too close to me. Mayor Gomez.
I can go sit down there. I agree with Mayor Levy and Mayor Ryan. I'm sorry, but we can make the recommendation, but I don't think getting the city and having everybody have to come back here and delay the process is within our purview, and I think it does take away from the home rule. And the fact that this is a matter for them, the city, to determine with their constituents what is best in the layout and all that kind of good stuff that goes with it, and we have no say. So I support the suggestion, but if it comes before us with the language to have you come back, I will not support that.
Mayor Harden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I just have to say that, first off, it's been put on the record. I think the planning director has just stated that, yeah, they're looking at this, they plan to address this. And I have to agree with Mayor Ryan, and you know, that this, it's a little outside our purview. It almost seems punitive to say, well, okay, you've got to come back. Well, suppose they come back and they haven't done anything. What are we going to do then? It's not like it's not in our authority to turn it down for this particular issue. Now, I mean, I appreciate the gentleman coming and speaking before us. Absolutely. I hope he has gone and spoken before his local elected officials also. And if he hasn't already, I'm certain he will. Having taken the time to come down here, but it is a local matter. It's I understand the encouragement from this board to please take those comments seriously and do look into it so that the fear that the gentleman has does not take place. But I just think it's a little overstepping for us to almost cumulatively say, well, okay, you got to come back and prove to us that you've done what you said. I mean, I disagree with that.
Thank you, Mayor. Commissioner Castillo.
So I made the suggestion before I heard you say that you, because my first question was, you know, is this something we can do? And I didn't get the response that I was looking for, which was openness to consider the gentleman's point. But then I heard you say, and I'd like you to reiterate, that the city of Dania Beach is open to considering duplexes within its single-family definition?
Yes, that is correct.
Then I think it's resolved.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent work. Ms. Greenberg.
Yes, thank you. Ms. Boy, this isn't a question for you, but Ms. Boy, is it possible to look at the language? Because I'd hate to have a resident to come down all the way here. It looks like two people came down on the item when they just misunderstood the notice. Is it possible to look at the wording and maybe refine it a bit?
Sure. We do that. We refine it all the time. So at the top of the notice, it says that you're not required to attend the meeting. And then we include our direct lines as well as the city's direct lines. If there's more than 1,000 notices, we put the city's office on there also. So the information's available. We list the website information on there. So we try our best. But we can always make it better. So that's what we'll continue to do.
Love that answer. Excellent. Thank you, Ms. Greenberg. Further discussion? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
That is so moved as
recommended by staff?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. Commissioner Castillo made the motion. Mayor Gomez seconded the motion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Outstanding. Any other business before the council today?
If I may, Chair.
Mayor Levy.
Just to the executive director, I know that in, I think, July or June, you had mentioned we are having the presentation by Dr. Hirado.
Yes, July 27th.
July. And I think it'd be helpful for the board and for ourselves when we look at what the county is calling a priority planning area for purposes of sea level rise, projecting what sea level might be in 50 years. And how that fits into the context of redevelopment in our county. And I'm sure that Dr. Hirado would address this, but I think the one of the main, you know, I think things to understand, and it's laid out in I think the county's code, when something is in a priority planning area, and mind you, there's a lot of priority planning areas across the county, includes the airport and other infrastructure that is not going away. So I think the magic is how we build and the factors of mitigation and properly constructing and placing infrastructure, anticipating the planning condition 50 years from now. And it's not necessarily a complete bar to construction in these, you know, main and urban areas of our county. And so, because it's not just the coastline, it's also way west. So I'm just looking forward in that presentation to seeing how do we adapt. It's about adaptation, I think, a lot of it. And so I'm just want to put on the record that I'm eager to see how the county's thinking from a proactive standpoint of how do we properly build in those areas, and not give the impression that it's if it's purple, it's you can't do anything, because there's already structures there.
Right.
So
that's great.
Sometimes it encourages the remainder of property that isn't conforming with best practices to remain there, because if you have too stringent a code on, say, nothing can be done here, then what you have there will remain for 50 years. So I'm just eager to see that in July, and welcome Mayor Fisher here behind me. Yeah.
Well,
we have a special guest appearance. So yeah, Mayor Levy, absolutely. And we'll be talking to Dr. Hurado. Chair DiGiorgio and I are going to have a short phone call with her, and we'll absolutely bring that up as part of the presentation. And with that,
Mayor Fisher, before
the planning council,
one of our past chairs of the planning council, and by the way, I just have to introduce that you are getting another award coming up, the Frank Furman Lifetime Community Service Award coming up.
Thank you, Tom.
Another month. So, Mayor Fisher.
I think it's the first time I've been in the office where planning council's met. I've always tried to come by and say hello to everybody. I just want to thank you. I was privileged to serve on this council for several years, chair it a couple of years, and some with Angela was on there too. But I want to thank you for all those who serve, because this is such an important board for us as a commission, for to hear your background, to hear your feedback, to let you know how you feel on those issues that come before the board. So I just want to come by and say thank you for all you do. Not only, of course, here at the county, but obviously in your municipalities and those laypersons that serve as well. The pay's great, like zero, I think it is. Huh? You might get a badge to get in and out. I think that's about it. That's the perk.
We had a bagel.
We just voted ourselves a 10% raise.
10% raise, okay. Thank you, doctor.
Yeah, there you go.
So again, my office is always open for you. If you ever need anything, please reach out. I represent a lot of you folks at the cities in D4, but more importantly as mayor. So God bless, have a great meeting. Keep doing what you're doing. Amazing staff. Well, amazing.
You got to look at the backup.
I know. Get to what you're saying. She deserves the raise.
I want to say, because he's here, Mayor Fisher, when he was Mayor Fisher of Pompano Beach and he was the chair of the planning council, is really the one who hired me as the executive director.
I got good.
One of the best things you've done, Mayor.
The best thing I've ever done, right?
Yeah. 11 years ago yesterday.
Why I came today.
Yeah. So perfect. So thank you for letting me say that.
All right, you got it. Awesome. I didn't want to interrupt you all, but keep doing what you're doing. Mayor, my favorite mayor there. Thank you so much. All right.
Mayor, thank you. And with that, I can't tell. Dr. Zeman.
I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Just two quick points. Next month, we're going to talk about a specific school board issue on school impact fees and the like. I don't want my colleagues here to be overly influenced by the staff response from Broward County Public Schools. We are very interested in making sure that the calculation of student impact fees are done well. And you will see that in the presentation that you get next month, and you'll see it in all the conversations that come from me. Second point to my friends whose first name is Mayor. My comments ought not to be misconstrued. The political narrative is different than the reality. And the political narrative seized by many of the leaders in Tallahassee is that cities have not solved this problem, and therefore they're filling the breach. That in no way means that you're not solving the problem. Okay? It's a narrative issue. But it is a narrative that they've seized, and I think we have to turn it around and make sure that they understand the real impact of all of the legislation they pass this year. And I do that from the school board, and I encourage you guys to give me any advice and counsel on how to do that even better. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
I would start by telling them stop raiding the Sadowski Fund. That would be a good start.
Yes.
Bingo. We all agree. Any other business? Anything else for the good of the order? I will tell you that Angela will be running the next meeting. I will be on via Zoom, but that's why I thought we had a Zoom meeting. But anyway, all enjoy. Thank you. We are adjourned.